Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he is one of the premier trends forecasters out there, and he's Gerald Celente. He's with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to open the phones up as well for everybody that are patiently holding. Whatever the issue is, Gerald Celente can comment on it. We'll also be posting his website up on screen. I need to mail him a copy of the DVD because he's a big part of it. Fall of the Republic is now out. It dropped yesterday. If you want your copy, it's available at InfoWars.com. Gerald Celente, it is great to have you here. I want to talk about the dollar. I want to get into what's happening with gold. I want to get into what's happening with the police and the government trying, like you said years ago, to raise all these taxes in the middle of a depression. The media lying, saying we're in a jobless recovery. I remember you a year ago on this show saying they would call it a jobless recovery. And I guess they stole your term because that's what they're saying. We're going to discuss it all today, but what's most important on Gerald Celente's plate? What do you want to talk about out of the gates?
Well, I'd like to talk about your new DVD and the impact that you're making all over the world as being a leader in the Second American Revolution, because the Second American Revolution has begun. And it began with the Tea Parties and the tax protests on April 15th. It accelerated with the rallies and protests on the 4th of July, with people screaming for taxation without representation, or against it, I should say. And also it hit another new high with all of these town hall meetings when people came out. It was more about, again, big government than the health care program. And then we saw the rally on against big government on September 12th in Washington, when nearly a million people, according to whose reports you believe, and we don't know what to believe, but there were a lot of people. And so, really, the Second American Revolution has begun, and you're a prominent voice in it. And I'm thrilled to also be a part of it, because the direction we're going in now is leading the country down a path, and that people are calling it socialism, and we're making it clear that this isn't socialism. The merger of state and corporate powers is clearly, as Mussolini said, fascism. And fascism has come to America. This whole myth of the too big to fails. Who made this story up? And the banks gaining more and more control, buying out all the weaker financial institutions, bringing their strength together as oligopolies to take over this nation. And we're just seeing more and more of it. But the whole world also is seeing what's going on, as you're talking about, with the decline of the dollar. And people should be very aware of this, because we're very concerned that they're going to call a bank holiday as things get worse. You see, the dollar now is at $1.50 against the euro. You know, they're talking about, Alex, how the Dow at 10,000, how people are, oh, how wonderful it is, Dow 10,000. Well, when the Dow first hit 10,000 10 years ago, you know, the unemployment rate, the official unemployment rate was about 4.2%. Now the official unemployment rate is what, 9.8%. And you saw the numbers came out today again, about 530,000 people on unemployment. And then the barrel of oil back then 10 years ago was selling for under $16 a barrel. What's it selling for now? $80. They're devaluing the dollar. They're going to make us all poorer.
Absolutely. I want to talk about where you see the revolution going, because I remember several years ago you predicted we were going to have the crash. They were going to raise taxes in the midst of it. People would start demonstrating. The government will ignore that, and then it will then build to a head. We're going to talk about a lot of issues with Gerald Celente when we come right back. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle, and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster in the country, has made hundreds of spot-on predictions. More than 2 years ago, charted exactly what was going to happen with the economy, the bank implosions, the consolidation of power, the looting, the unfolding police state, and the building revolution. The establishment knows they've got a revolution on their hands. That's why they're saying they're going to deploy 379,000 Homeland Security troops from the Army and Marine Corps and Air Force in the United States in the next 2 years. They're suddenly popping up everywhere, conditioning the public. They're openly announcing Bank of the World, global carbon taxes. States and cities and counties and the feds are passing all these new taxes. Obama has been breaking every promise. All of this is coming to a head. You predicted the Tea Parties. You called them taxpayer brushfire rebellions were some of the terms you used. You said 2 years ago, and I was reading what you were when we first started getting you on, that those would be ignored, and that by 2012 everything would melt down. Expand now. We're now 2 years later. Your forecast, unfortunately, is about 99% accurate, even better than my 95% accuracy, and I really do chart my accuracy. Let us into your brain, Gerald Celente. What's happening next?
Here's what we're concerned about next. We, as you know, we just published the Autumn Trends Journal, and now we're working on the top trends for 2010. What we're most concerned about, Alex, is what we're calling Terror 2010. We're forecasting that there is a very high probability of a major terror strike against the United States.
Gerald, let me interrupt. You also predicted 9/11, so people better pay attention to what you're saying.
Actually, they could Google my name, Celente, USA Today, December 14th, 2000, and the headline read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsear says. We said that Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad in 2001. And right now, what's going on now is that Pakistan has launched a major, major offensive in South Waziristan. A couple of months ago, they were in the Swat Valley. And every time that the Pakistani army, and Pakistan has to be one of the most corrupt nations on earth, and they're being funded, of course, by the United States. The president, Zardari, he was called Mr. 10%. He was the husband of Bhutto, who was assassinated. They call him Mr. 10% because he took 10% of all the action that went on in the government. He's now the president. And what's going on is that the anti-Americanism sweeping through Pakistan, I mentioned the Swat Valley, it was the biggest amount of people displaced since Rwanda just a month ago, with 3 million refugees. And now the same thing is happening once again in South Waziristan. So the anti-Americanism sweeping through the Middle East is at an all-time high, and now it's also, of course, going on in Iran. Again, current events form future trends. We just saw last Sunday that several Iranian National Guard, the Republican Guard, were killed in a suicide attempt that Iran is blaming on the United States and Israel. So we're concerned that there's going to be a terror strike against the United States, false flag or real. We're saying something is going to happen very major in this field in 2010. So now we take it again as trend forecasters. What does that mean? Good excuses to close the bank. We're getting emails from all over the world, Alex, and from top people that are seeing very clearly that the United States strategy is to devalue the dollar so that they pay back this massive loan with cheap money. It's like you loaning me $100, and then all of a sudden that $100 only be worth 10 cents, and I pay you back 10 cents. When you loaned it to me, it was worth $100.
And Gerald, I want to stop you again, and that's key what you just mentioned. On the record, the Bank of England, the Private Federal Reserve, they're both partners, as you know, but for listeners that may not, they are the ones openly killing the dollar, bad-mouthing it, making all the decisions to kill it. It's their G20 meeting and saying we need to phase it out, devalue it, go to SDRs as an above country currency, bank to bank, and then they'll control all the different currencies of the world so they can engage in more insider trading, more consolidation of wealth criminally with their insider knowledge and control, their regulatory control. The Madoff type, Kinlay type criminals running the global regulatory system that has now already been built, but now being unveiled, they are killing it. Meanwhile, our media tells us the Arabs are killing it when the Russians, the Chinese, the Arabs are saying, we all hold trillions of your dollars. Why are you ripping us off? Why are you devaluing this when you asked us to buy it? And the United States admits, the last White House and the new one admits they're running Jundilla that's blowing up military bases and police stations to get the Iranians to attack back. They admit they're escalating the war in Pakistan and Afghanistan to elicit real resistance, which they're then going to call terrorism, used to launch a wider war and domestically crack down on the population. So for people to see an accurate map and tell me if you agree, don't see the world as nations. We now have these global corporations that control the UN and the central banks, and they are playing nations and groups off against each other to consolidate the power.
Well said. I agree with everything that you said. And that's precisely what's going on. And what the American people have to understand is that as the dollar devalues, and of course this trend has been going on for a long time, as I mentioned when they talk about Dow 10,000, well, when you went back to 1999, since that time, well, you could buy a euro, for example, for 95 cents. Now it's going to cost you $1.50. And back then you could buy an ounce of gold for $280.
So you're saying the stock market's really down, we're just buying it with devalued dollars, so it looks like it's more.
Exactly. An ounce of gold now, of course, costs what? $1,060.
Yes.
So what the people are doing is they're lowering the standard of living for everyone. The gap between the 1% owning more of assets has never been higher in the 20th century than it is now. So they're pushing everybody down into poverty as the money is going up to the top to the very few. And about the jobless recovery that we talk about, 72% of our GDP is consumer-based. Again, we saw the numbers coming out today. The unemployment rate continues to rise, the amount of new people looking for unemployment. A jobless recovery is like being almost pregnant. You can't, it doesn't happen. There's no such thing. And when you go back to the last depression, you read the history of it, they were doing the same kind of jive talk back then. They would rush the market up, they'd sucker the people into it, the market would collapse, and they would talk about it, the recovery being just around the
corner.
And
that yo-yo went on for 3 years until they admitted we were really in a big depression. How long will the yo-yoing go in your opinion?
Well, it will continue for probably, we think the real numbers are going to come out in December when this Christmas retail sales are a bust. So when by the second quarter around March, when reality hits, February, March, as it did this year when the markets collapsed. They can't hide it anymore. But what happens is, what we're concerned about, again, it's either false flag or real. They're going to divert the people's attention, and we're saying Terror 2010. So they keep playing the yo-yo by throwing new games into the mix. So they'll have the people's attention diverted. Look what happened. People forget, Alex, that before 9/11, how unpopular George Bush was. And then they got this guy that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag, who's going to tell everybody he's going to hunt down Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. The whole nation followed him after 9/11. The same kind of scenario could happen now.
Stay there, because I want to ask you next. More police, more tickets, more fines, more fees, more taxes. How do they squeeze more blood out of the population?
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecoloblue.com today. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Gerald Celente, the Republic is fading into history. We've been fully conquered by offshore banks. They, in their own documents, admit they create economic implosions so they can consolidate wealth. They think their police state can protect them from the people so they can carry out this crime. But you have said repeatedly and broken down the fact that that history shows it's not going to go that way. Break down in summary, please, sir, how you see this then unfolding in a chain of events. What are the taxpayer revolts going to turn into as the system squeezes and squeezes and squeezes?
Well, we already have state and local governments over $200 billion in the red, and they're going to keep asking people for more and more taxes. Right here in Kingston, New York, word just came out. I don't know how true it is or not. Someone just called me today that they're going to look for a 10% increase in taxes. So we're organizing our own local tax revolts right here. And this is going to go on all over the country. As you know, my saying as a Bronx boy, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And people are now looking at government as the enemy, more so than ever before. So the tax protests we see are going to be the catalyst that drives the nation into the second revolution. We're in it already. The media is denying it, and as you know, they're attributing these protests, etc., to right-wing fringe elements and conservative nuts. That's the way, you know, they like to paint it. It has nothing to do with that. These are people that are fed up and they have nothing to lose. So we're going to see it manifest itself again with the tax revolts. Then the winter comes. And around much of the country, people are going to be unable to afford to buy home heating fuel or gas. They're not going to be, you're going to start seeing particularly among the elderly. Now we have to understand why are oil prices going up so high? Well, it has less to do with demand and more to do, going back again, to the devaluation of the dollar. Oil, as everyone knows, is petrodollars. And with the dollar losing value, oil prices keep going up. So that's what we're going to see. Now, I want to throw one other thing on here as well. We saw Obama come out and tell the elderly that because of the cost of living index has gone down and remained flat, that they're going to give them $250 each to help them along. Well, $250, as we all know in the real world, is chump change, not worth anything. It's going to cost the government about $13 billion. Aren't they generous with the elderly? $13 billion is what we, the people, gave to the Goldman Sachs gang to cover their losses that they took on bad bets with AIG. What an insult to the American people. And this is where the inflammation is going to start rising. It's going to be off with their heads before they know it. They're so out of touch with what's going on in the street that they think they could chum the people with, let them eat cake, $250 payoff. So that's how we see this thing playing out. We're going to see more and more people turning against the government, and what we're hoping, not hoping, what we're suggesting is that this revolution cannot be hijacked by violence, because if it does, we lose. And all you have to see is, well, what happened at the G20 meetings when they called martial law in Pittsburgh. I mean, could you imagine closing down an entire city, 1.5 million people for 20 world leaders?
And saying you can't come out on the street and then attacking peaceful people. They're looking for trouble. They're looking to set the precedent. Police dogs biting old women, young girls getting billy clubbed off bikes. They want violence. Gerald, how is the system going to keep the people from removing NAFTA and GATT, ending the open borders, ending all the welfare for illegals. How are they going to be able to continue the war when there's giant soup kitchens and long lines? How are they going to be able to continue this? Well, my answer is a control grid. U.S. News and World Report has announced that the police have kill switches in basically all the new cars through OnStar and other systems where they just turn your car off. They always planned that. I mean, clearly they've put this high-tech control grid in knowing they were going to bring in this tyranny later. But still, I think it's wishful thinking. Like you said, desperate people do desperate things. They're not going to be able to control what happens.
It's way beyond their control. People should understand as they look around and they look at who these world leaders are or their own leaders, you know, Nancy Pelosi's, the Barney Franks, the Bonners, the Shelby's, the Dodds, the Obamas, the Geithners, the Summers. Remember all those people you couldn't stand in high school that wanted to be the class president or the head of the student council in college or the people that worked on the newspapers? The people that you really, you know, that they always thought that they were better than you? Well, guess what, folks? All those people you couldn't stand in high school, those are the people that are telling you what to do right now. And just as you looked at them back in high school and you saw that they were a bunch of brown nosers and suck ups and they really didn't know much about anything other than having an attitude, well, that's who they are. They still don't know much about anything. They pretend to, and they have this phalanx of guards around them and all of the pomp and circumstances that pumps them up. And of course, you know, they're living these privileged lives, so they actually do think they're better than the rest of us. They're not going to be able to hold it together. We're going to see also one of our forecasts is that we're going to see great secessionist movements really take hold, and we can actually see the breakup of the Republic just like we saw the breakup of the former Soviet Union.
We're going to talk about that more after we take calls. But when I read about the psychology of Henry Kissinger and all these different globalists, they themselves admit they love the guards. They love the pomp. They love the awards. And I'm not saying I'm some perfect person, but I can't stand pomp. I can't stand just fake praise. But I guess for people like the Queen of England, they love uniforms. They love big golden crowns. They love, and they're smart at certain levels, but at another level, they're dumb. They do just paper over it with a police state and their lies. But like you have been saying, this isn't going to hold water.
No, it's not. You know, and again, you know, when you hear these politicians like Al Gore or Hillary Clinton or Bush, or I'm going to fight for you. These people couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. Anybody that calls them their leaders needs to have their heads examined. These people couldn't lead me across the street and they want to lead a country. Again, it's all show. It's the Obama show. We've never had a show like this one before. He's on daytime TV, late night TV. He's at town hall meetings. He's on factory floors. He's all over the place. It's a show. There's nothing behind it. It's the Wizard of Oz.
And people are finding out that it's all hollow, and that's why his approval rating's dropping like a rock. I talked to Jesse Ventura last week. It's a video we've got up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and he made the point that last year at the Republican National Convention, it was an armed camp, locked down much of the city. They were acting like the public were all terrorists. Then at Ron Paul's event, couple cops, super light security, everybody had a great time. I mean, Saddam Hussein would walk around in a group of 10,000 people with AK-47s, but in America, the foreign bankers come into town, they lock the whole city down because they're the criminals.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality
at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecolablue.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar.
We're going back to Gerald Celente in just one moment. I want to commend all the listeners for hitting the ground running with Fall of the Republic at PrisonPlanet.tv. You support the explosion in the alternative media. There's no doubt that we are at the tip of the spear with Gerald Celente and many others in shattering the left-right paradigm, because the establishment loves to divide and conquer us and play parties off against each other when the Republicans and Democrats are equally part of the same Wall Street gang robbing us. And we'll talk to Gerald Celente about that. This film that has Jesse Ventura, Gerald Celente, Webster Tarpley, Alan Watt, John Perkins, Professor Black, Dr. Bob Bowman, myself, Professor Boyle, the list goes on and on and on. And we went to the tent cities. In Northern California, we traveled so much to put this together. It breaks down who the bankers are, what their battle plan is from their own documents and statements, what they're planning to do in the future, how they've committed crimes, and how we either bring them to justice because they're criminals, or we allow them to take their Ponzi scheme to the next level, worldwide tyranny, and then to the next scam, and the next, the carbon tax, the control, the police state, the citizen spies. It is Fall of the Republic. I suggest you get it on DVD, the super high quality, highest quality, two hours and 24 minutes 30-plus minutes of extras, or right at 30 minutes of extras. If you're going to spend the time watching it, making copies, giving it out to people, the best way is to order the DVDs at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Looking ahead, you mentioned Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, record, not just big profits, record profits off the bailout money. Obama's reform of credit cards was to let him go from 15% to 30% above loan sharking rates. And I keep talking about the breaking point, Gerald. As the system squeezes and squeezes and squeezes, and they have announced in Austin they're going to, and the Travis County is going to raise taxes on property, taxes on septic tanks, taxes on everything, taxes on water, taxes on trash. Doesn't the government understand that there just isn't more for them to steal? I mean, don't they understand?
No, they don't understand because of the lifestyles that they live. Look, Alex, the worst job I ever had in my life was when I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I may have mentioned this on the air. I'd be hanging around the back of the chamber with my pal, and a senator would walk in, and my buddy would leave me to go follow the senator like a little puppy dog to go pull out the chair to help him sit down. These people live like royalty. Look at they fly around the world in their own planes that we, the taxpayer, pay for. They're totally disconnected.
Yeah, now they're giving the entire...
I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm interrupting. Now they're giving the entire House leadership and Senate leadership their own super luxury jets, their own security. They're just absolutely out of control.
Exactly. They're totally disconnected, just like they were when in France, when it was off with their heads. They don't understand what's going on with the average everyday working person who has a lousy job, crummy pay, lost benefits, and don't even know if they're going to get a job. Oh, and here's one. How about getting out of college and being, what, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in debt? Look, we know Ivy League graduates at a law school that can't find jobs. You think they're going to be angry? The revolution has begun. As you pointed out, they're squeezing the little people. Boy, you go through a red light, but they got it on camera. They got you. Everything, the septic tanks, taxes, on and on and on. Toilet taxes, we're going to continue to see it. The revolution is happening. And so now what we're also saying is that we're forecasting a third party by 2012. And we're calling it, for lack of another name, progressive libertarian. Progressive in the things that you talk about with organic foods, with a higher quality of life, without buying junk. Libertarian in the truest sense. You know, look, this is classic empire decline. Could you imagine being involved in foreign entanglements costing us, what is it costing us, $8 billion a month just to be in Iraq? And at a time when the treasury is being depleted. So that's the new party that we're seeing forming. And possibly someone like a Jesse Ventura or others could be leading this movement.
Now, Gerald, in the time we have with you, I want to take some calls. I want to expand on this. There's dangers, though. The establishment, generally when the banks loot a country, they fund a communist or a fascist movement. A fascist movement to consolidate control, or a communist movement. And we're in a fascist paradigm right now, but I see through Obama or a future president that the establishment is attempting to sell socialism or communism, but really that's just a way to consolidate the people's wealth and give it to offshore banks, but selling to the little guy that, oh yes, like Michael Moore's new film, capitalism did this, and so the answer is rob the rich. Put caps on what people can be paid. But that won't be put on the big banks and the offshore corporations. That's going to be put on local businesses and local companies. And so kind of the howling mob of people that don't trust the government, but they can be misdirected by the social engineers to then further rob the hereditary enemy of the elite, what's left of the middle class. And so how do we navigate that? Because we know the social engineers have got a lot of tricks up their sleeves.
Well, it's going to be a difficult one, and you really nailed it. They're taxing the American business people out of business. They're giving the big tax breaks to the big guys, and Michael Moore is wrong about capitalism. It's not, capitalism isn't dead. Capitalism didn't cause this problem. It was caused by the criminal gangs, the Wall Street mob. You've heard me say this. If the names on Wall Street were named Salenti, Caruso, Mondavi, Buitoni, Rossini, Bellini, they call it the mafia. But you're not allowed to call these white shoe boys crooks and criminals. Oh, no. They don't do loan sharking. That's just the cost of doing business to charge 30% on a credit card. Oh, no. They don't do Ponzi schemes or pyramid scams. They do credit default swaps, auction rate securities. No, and they're blaming it on capitalism, just like you said, to turn it into fascism. There's nothing wrong with capitalism. This is greed and corruption. This is the Robert Rubens. This is the Henry Paulsons. This is the Larry Summers, the genius. Larry the genius Summers. These are the people that have created it. Timothy Geithner. There's nothing wrong with capitalism, so they're going to blame it on capitalism, and just like you pointed out, they're going to use it to turn it around to gain more control.
And what's amazing about this is we know that it's Madoff who founded the NASDAQ. We know it's Ken Lay that came up with the global carbon trading scam. Schwarzenegger's announcing he's going to ban TVs above 40 inches, tax all the rest. Taxes on firearms, taxes on farms, taxes on ranches, taxes on beef, taxes on plastic. A wet blanket on an already staggering economy that is burning out, that is becoming extinguished. They want to destroy the economy so that they can consolidate it. And we witness these criminals just expanding their scams and never stopping and only getting more greedy with no end in sight.
No end in sight. Here's another trend that we're working on. I'm giving two trends. The first one was for 2010 is Terror 2010. The next one is Buy America. As they devalue the dollar and the currencies around the world are worth more, they're going to come in here and buy this country up for dimes on the dollar. So all you people out there, you know who the man you're going to be working for? Well, the man's going to be from China. You're going to be from countries with money. And that's what's going on in this country.
We're
going to be enslaved.
Stay there, Gerald. Let's come back and talk more about that. Gerald Salente is our guest. And his website is trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are infowars.com, prisonplanet.tv, and infowars.net. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecoloblue.com today.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to go to Michael, Nikki, Luke, Captain Truth, and others for trends forecaster Gerald Celente, but I wanted to finish up talking about Obama. It's just like when you grow up loving a football team, you identify with it like a political party. You don't want to admit when it's doing things wrong or lying to you. And so many Americans, this is changing, and that's our salvation politically, that the Republicans, the leadership, will lie to you. They work for the same special interest. The Democrats work for the same offshore criminal special interest. But you talk to Obama supporters, and it's just like Bush supporters, when we would say, he's spying on you. He's setting up Homeland Security for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. They're setting up Brigade Homeland through Northcom to use the military against us. He lied about WMDs. He's torturing people. He's tripled the size of government. He's going along with all the Clinton advisors from before him with this seamless scam. The politicians change, but the Wall Street cronies stay in place, and they wouldn't listen. Now, as soon as Bush left office, they suddenly woke up to all these issues and got upset because now they saw Obama carrying out the issues. Suddenly, Democrats that could see what Bush was doing that was wrong were blind to Obama, and they'll get this sickening smile and say, you're just jealous of him. You're just a Republican. You're just a racist. You just don't like him. You got to give him time when he's lied, as we mentioned earlier, about everything. A new standard in lying, worse than Clinton, worse than Bush, worse than Tricky Dick Nixon. Now they're having to give Senate speeches on the floor about his enemies list. I'm listed in the news as in the top 25 White House enemies for Obama deception. They're really going to hate Fall of the Republic that's now launched, that's now dropped. And it's this delusional syndrome where either people are waking up more than ever. We see a quickening there, huge numbers waking up. But still, those that are staying asleep are getting even stupider. They love being abused. They love being lied to. They love being scammed. They think it's cute. They think it's funny. They have invested in Obama. They have invested in the government. It's a matrix of lies. The lies are so big that the general public just doesn't even know what to do. It's like the media, Gerald, saying there's no mercury in the shot. As I mentioned, when I have the insert for the H1N1 shot right here, and FDA.gov saying can give you Guillain-Barre's and can sterilize you and give you cancer. I mean, it's just, what's going to happen to the system as people finally wake up to the fact that they've been completely screwed?
Well, again, we're seeing, this is, again, as we've mentioned many times and have been writing about it since 2002, and that this is much more than an economic crisis. This is the decline of Empire America. We've lost our morality. And, you know, morals don't change. Values do. And people have lost their own self-respect. When they talk about health care reform, what are you going to reform? Look at this nation. It's a junk food eating nation. They poison their bodies with junk food, and they poison their minds with junk information. How could any intelligent adult turn on the TV and listen to, you know, the nightly news or any of this other stuff when you have these bad actors, these grade B actors reading scripts and that talk about Michael Jackson for a month and a half? So the people, again, America's the first, second, and third world nation wrapped into one. We're looking at a good 20% of the people right now that are neither right or left. They're all independent thinkers that are going to be at the forefront of this revolution. So again, we see this breaking down, and we also see the nation breaking down, and we can see it breaking down into smaller parts.
Well, Gerald, before the mainstream media, with other inoculation campaigns they push, they would just beat around the bush, never say there wasn't mercury in it. They would just leave that out and say it's safe. Now the New York Times and government program for public schools lies and gives parents and school children a handout saying there is no mercury, there is no adjuvants, it cannot, there are no side effects. When every of the five versions of the vaccine, I'm holding one, anyone can get this at Walgreens, saying it can give you neurological disorders, saying it can sterilize you, saying it has mercury. I mean, I'm reading from FDA.gov, influenza H1N1 2009 vaccine information sheet, Diagnostics Limited, put out by Norvitus, the main vaccine maker.
Alex. And it says, look, the New York Times is the paper that took the nation to war against Iraq with the stories of, remember the aluminum tubes and the yellow cake? I mean, you know, this is the New York Times that promoted the war. This is the New York Times that, when the markets were unfolding in August of 2007, quoted all these experts that said, oh, it's just a hiccup. Here, in front of me, the New York Times, last Saturday, October 17th, this guy goes on to say, well, there are plenty of experts who will tell you the worst is over, and I hope they're right. But as Mr. Roth, about this book, discovered in the 1930s, the experts can't predict the future any better than the rest of us. Yes, we can predict the future better than they can. It's the arrogance of the New York Times.
With the time we have left, Gerald, finish up with other trends, other predictions because current events form future trends. In the last 3 minutes, tell us what else we should be on the lookout for. By the way, Gerald Celente is in Fall of the Republic. Go ahead.
What people should be aware of now is that anything could happen, and this is a time for survival strategies. So prepare for the worst. You always could move back from that. And we're very concerned about the probabilities of bank holidays, dollar devaluation, and those are our major concerns right now. With the holidays coming up again, you know, rein in spending, don't spend an extra penny that you don't have to, and again, don't support anything corporate that you don't have to. The major trends we're looking at coming along the line is this trend we call selective technology, learning how to do things simply. A great story, what's going on in India right now, and this is how you can start making money. They're using technology to help the poorest people. So they have cell phones, for example, that only cost $20, refrigerators that cost $70, little stoves that cost $43, high technology. I'm saying this because people looking for opportunities start looking for these kind of things to start selling in the States, because the standard of living is going to continue to decline. Necessity is the mother of invention. So we're going to see a lot of inventing opportunities to start providing new products and services to a declining economy. These are the ways to look. Also, in the old areas of old cities, you're going to start seeing them rebirth. So people that are looking for investment opportunities in real estate, as we are up here in Kingston, New York, you start looking for those beautiful old cities that haven't been destroyed through urban renewal. Because young people are going to be looking for places to live. They're going to start moving back into these areas. So those are areas to consider.
By the way, that's already starting. We're already seeing a flood of people getting out of the cities into the country.
Right, and especially these great old small towns. So those are the areas to look at, a rebuilding of community. And that old saying, use it up, wear it out, make it do, do without. Start buying quality products, everything American, grow your own food, become more self-sustaining. The products that you have on Prison Planet and the other places around, those are the things to start looking into. Heal yourself health care. For this nation to get into shape and for people to survive what's coming ahead, you need to be healthy spiritually, emotionally, and physically.
And in closing, in the minute and a half we have left, I hope people will visit trendsresearch.com and check out all your other great work, and also check you out and follow The Republic that just was released yesterday. In closing, when will the tyranny peak? When do you think we're going to come out of it? 2012, 2013?
We don't see us coming out of this for a long time economically. This is a long decline. The only reason we got out of the last ones, Alex, go back to the dot-com bust of 2000. $5 trillion is wiped out of the market. The way they got it out was they lowered interest rates to 46-year lows. Now they've done it again. They created the credit crisis and the real estate bubble. Now they've created the bailout bubble. What we're concerned about is that after the bailout bubble blows up, then they take you to war. So we're telling people to be on the alert. Don't buy into the lies and fight the tyranny ahead. That's coming ahead by being knowledgeable. So they're going to start also more and more pitting us against other people. Like they've taught us how to hate the Iranians, how to hate Muslims. Beware of this kind of fear tactic. You know, the big lie works better than the little lie. So the big lie, watch out for that one. Hitler used the big lie. They're going to use the big lie once again.
All right. Gerald Celente, great job. Let me say bye to you during the break. We'll come back, take calls, blitz through some news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, It's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We are locked and loaded. We found it, the front line in the info war. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com is our guest for another 30 minutes. We're going straight to your calls. But before he leaves us, more trends forecasting as we look over the horizon through the mind of Gerald Celente. Cynthia in Maryland, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
First of all, I wanted to say before the break, before this one, I noticed that there was Doctor Who music playing in the background, and I thought that was so apropos because I just wanted to say that Doctor Who, Charlie Jade, Eureka, Heroes, and another show, everybody knows them as science fiction, but I have to say that they are based on fact. There are a lot of aspects of those shows that are put into science fiction, but are actually based on fact. If you
when I grew up, hardly anybody had cable, and we didn't have cable. And I could, one of the few shows on was Doctor Who, and I watched it a few times. But Paul Watson wrote an article a few years ago about the new Doctor Who, where the government stages a fake alien attack on London as a pretext to crack down on the population. Do you have any questions for Gerald Celente?
No, I just wanted to give some other educational resources, being Link TV, Free Speech TV, WPFW, and Democracy Now.
My problem with Democracy Now is it is better than some mainstream corporate media, but it's still Ford Foundation funded and is still behind Obama. But at least they did admit that Obama lied about how he wasn't going to sign signing statements. Gerald Celente, I mean, we know they're liars, but you've been studying this for 30 plus years and advising government corporations, you name it. Is the lying getting more intense, or is it just we're aware of it? Because the New York Times and others have a school program where they give fact sheets to school children saying there is no mercury in the shots. It doesn't give you neurological disorders. It can't sterilize you. But then the drug insert from FDA.gov, I showed this on television/radio show yesterday. Here they are, says that it can do all of that and that there is mercury in it. And so just all of the lie, and Obama, he seems to have broken all the lying records in my book. Your take on that?
Well, he has, and it's every time that you go through the litany of lies from Obama, what he said he was going to do, whether it has to do with habeas corpus, rendition, the Patriot Act, wiretapping, pulling the troops out of Iraq, putting more troops into Afghanistan, bombing sovereign nations. You go after one issue after another.
Lobbyist lying, saying he would have open government.
And you tell these things to his liberal supporters, and what I say is that you go through the facts and they look at you, and the only thing they could do is give you a quiche-eating grin and a balsamic smile, and they say, well, give him time, or, oh, he can't really fight that much about this. You know, just give him a chance. What chance? How much more chance? He's one of them. Nothing has changed. It's only a different team in there playing the same crooked games. Has the lying increased? Yes, it has. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. It's one lie after another every day. But the biggest thing that's happened, Alex, between Bush and Obama in one year, is that this country went from the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world, the one that was the envy of everybody that wanted to come here to make their mark, to now a country that's too big to fail, that they have jammed down the public's throats, this too big to fail lie, and that all our resources should be going to protect them. You know, in our Trends Journal, we did a story about this too big to fail. After Obama was elected in December, they asked him, why are we bailing out these companies? And he came out with this two-bit analogy. Well, if your neighbor's house is on fire, even if he smoked in bed or left a stove on, wouldn't you want to put it out if it was going to catch your fire onto your house? Well, 7 months later, on 60 Minutes, they asked Federal Chairman Bernanke the same question. And you know what he said? What if your house, neighbor's house is on fire and he left a stove on or smoked in bed? Wouldn't you want to put it on?
Stay there. They're reading.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world for the last 2.5 hundred years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
So is this some sort of new world order, which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
I think the new world order is emerging.
We have to stand up to preserve a republic here and a rule of law, which is under dire threat.
For a couple of hours, you could say Mr. Obama was president of the world.
Obama has made it quite clear by his actions, never mind his words, his actions, as to who owns him, who he works for, and who he serves, and it's not the American people.
Just as George W. Bush betrayed his foolish followers, so must Obama, because his only allegiance is to his offshore masters.
Summers tells Obama what to do. Summers tells Geithner what to do.
So we had Snow, we had Paulson, now we have Geithner. All these people cut from the same bowl of cloth.
All you folks don't even realize that you're helping people that you're associated with, and you should be recusing yourself.
I behaved with the...
Think you should have recused yourself?
Every time in history when a group of banks in conjunction with the government was given the power to expand the money supply at will, those economic systems always collapsed.
If they make a mistake, they get bailed out. If everyone else makes a mistake, they get put in jail, called a terrorist.
The tune of $23.7 trillion worth of taxpayer exposure for the bailouts is quite striking.
This is, by probably an order of magnitude, the biggest fraud in history.
Why would you need international bankers? Why would any government agree to use them?
It's nothing more than a private, hostile, corporate takeover of every sovereign nation on earth.
So for the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Available on DVD at Infowars.com and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The destiny of humanity is in our hands. October 21st, 2009.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are joined till 45 after by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy, Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan, best-selling author, former Wall Street Journal editor, and also a great patriot fighting just the corporate looting that's going on. And he's very critical of George W. Bush. He hoped Obama would be better. Obviously, he's now pointed out that Obama's already in many cases surpassed the tyranny of George Bush. Now the outrage of Obama being given the Peace Prize when he's actually sent tens of thousands more troops to Afghanistan, continuing the torture, the secret arrest. We'll talk about that. The deterioration in the dollar, where all of this is going. Is the headline correct in major newspapers that I read earlier saying that already government central banks are moving to the majority in buying euros and other currencies as the reserve. We are joined by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Doc, it's good to have you here with us today.
Hey, Alex.
So much is happening. Let's get into Obama and where he's going and the Peace Prize and your take on that.
Well, they gave the Peace Prize to a warmonger, didn't they? This is the guy who started the new war in Pakistan and who has increased the war in Afghanistan. In fact, today there's a report on antiwar.com that he's told the British he was going to send in 45,000 more Americans. And this was part of his guarantee to them to get them to send a few hundred more troops. So, you know, it's I wrote a column about it and said that it took longer than George Orwell thought to reach his version of 1984, but we've now reached it. We've given the Peace Prize to the warmonger. Now, the Nobel Committee claims that, well, they did it, they made this decision 2 weeks after his election because of his rhetoric. He was saying, he was talking different from Bush, and so they were hopeful that they could somehow give him the Peace Prize and make it harder for him to be a warmonger. That could work, but I think most likely all it's done is to make the slogan that Orwell has in 1984, war is peace, the reality for us. So now war is peace.
But it has seemed to have blown up in the Nobel Committee's face and making him the head on the rotating board of the UN Security Council, trying to push him as this global peacemaker when clearly he's continuing the exact agenda that we had under George W. Bush. I mean, I think this is one of the straws that broke the camel's back, and I've seen that the Nobel Committee, as you mentioned, is now starting to backtrack and apologize. And I did hear on local radio news, well, actually a national news feed, Fox News was reporting that, yes, he's confirmed that he's going to send 40 to 48,000. You're saying the anti-war has 45,000, whatever it is, over 40,000. He sent more than 25,000 earlier. He secretly sent 13,000 more. That was confirmed. Yeah. And so he took 50,000 out of Iraq, but then put 50,000 more contractors in. And so I guess this gives new meaning to the word, you know, words over actions, because we've got Code Pink now endorsing the war. Huffington Post just endorsed more war. And so now it's the liberal thing to do to go into the place that no army's ever defeated.
Right. And, of course, you know, the worst part about it is all the people there who will be killed. We seldom kill any of the fighters. Not that we have any right to kill them because we've invaded them. They haven't done anything to us. But we mainly kill women and children and village elders. And it's just sort of a crazed act of murder. That's all. It is like it was in Iraq. You know, if you count the displaced and the dead, they lost a fifth of the population. And allegedly we did this to benefit them. Well, how do you benefit people when you bring nothing but death and destruction?
What is the agenda? What is the agenda? Why are they expanding into Pakistan? Is it to encircle Iran and China? Is it to control the opium? Is it for weapon sales, the Unocol pipelines? They even admit, I saw CNN with a general admit it was a staged election. I mean, I have to pinch myself every day. What is the point? More troops in Afghanistan means more targets. Those warlords are always fighting with each other over the opium money. It's never going to end. That place has been in war for 2,300 years. Why are we there?
Well, I can't say I know for sure. We're there because of 9/11, which you and I regard as an inside job. That was an excuse to start a war over there, but they really weren't mainly interested in Afghanistan. They wanted to invade Iraq. And so it was kind of a beginning of war that they could spread where they really wanted it. Now, of course, while we're staying there, probably the Israelis want us involved. If we pull out of Afghanistan, then we might not attack Iran, or we may pull out of Iraq. The whole thing that they stirred up with the neoconservatives, you know, would simply pass away and be for naught. So I think the Israelis want to keep us there. Well, once you make a serious error, like going in there, you get so many interest groups and politics that it makes it hard to get out.
It's just going to be continual occupation of Central Asia for the foreseeable future. You're right. They're talking about a decade more. That's 18 years. It's like Germany. We've been there since 45, never leaving. Been in Korea for 50 years, never leaving. More than 50 years, and we pay for it. And meanwhile, the weapons manufacturers make a bunch of money. Our troops get killed, but generals get to pin more ribbons on their chest. We'll talk about the dollar and the death of the empire, the fall of the republic.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering or own a Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecolablue.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. unlike gas generators. A solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to MySolarBackup.com and get off the grid today. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Things are happening that are so big right now that I've been lately pointing out to listeners, I'm at above my head. Dr. Roberts, I'm ranting here, but I mean, can you extract something from what I've said and give me your take on it? I mean, I'm getting to the point where I feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, all those the things you mentioned are the paths we're going down. I think they're going to get, in this next year, something is going to happen to push up interest rates, either domestic inflation from money creation or the inability of the of the Treasury to borrow at these extremely low interest rates. And when that happens, then the economy, which is already suffering despite practically zero interest rates, will suffer more, and the unemployment rate, measured the way it was measured when I was in the Treasury, is now 21%. So it can go a lot higher. In the meantime, the corporations are continuing to offshore jobs, they're continuing to bring in foreigners on work visas, and the high rates of legal immigration continue, so that there are more and more people competing for fewer jobs. So this has to bring even more pressure on the American people, and they're already suffering. Look, you see, today or yesterday, it was reported that the investment banks are making so much money they're back to those massive bonuses, and it says that Goldman Sachs is going to give an average payout of 500,000 pounds, British pounds, that's $800,000 to each of its 5,500 London staff. The senior executives are going to get bonuses of several million pounds, and the top ones, 10 million pounds, that's $16 million. So they're paying out these kinds of bonuses, while New York City, for example, now has record homelessness with 16,000 kids in homeless shelters. It's so bad, the city is giving free one-way airline tickets, trying to get the homeless to fly out the city.
Detroit is completely collapsing.
Detroit. But look, here is the telltale sign. New York's Fifth Avenue, one of the most famous shopping meccas in the world, it's now got a 15.3% vacancy rate. On Fifth Avenue, in prime commercial real estate, John Williams reported today that when you look at retail sales adjusted for inflation, currently they are at the level of 10 years ago. He says that 10 years' worth of retail sales growth has been destroyed. And he, you know, and I agree with him that this crisis is just starting. It's not really even well underway.
And that's the question for you, sir. So the slide you're saying, and everybody else is now saying, You were talking about dollar in trouble 3 years ago. They weren't. Now it's mainstream news. Is it a slow slide into third world oblivion, or is it going to come quicker? And what are the people going to do as New York State has passed 84 new taxes, I was reading last week, in the last year? The government just keeps growing. The government keeps adding people. Everybody I know is having really, you know, seeing cuts in pay or losing their jobs. And the media is saying the economy's recovered. I mean, where is this going?
Well, you know, we don't have, you know as well as I do, we don't have a media. The media serves as the ministry of truth or the ministry of propaganda, you know. And whatever it says is unreliable. I don't know what capacity the people have to realize what's being done to them.
Well, that was my next question. Is the media now saying Iran is killing the dollar? I'm sure you've seen that. I mean, you just mentioned it. And they're saying the Russians and Chinese are doing it. But I read what the Russians and Chinese and the Arabs are saying, and the Persians are saying. They're going, look, all these countries, we keep buying your dollars. We're losing 10% on this in the last year. Your central banks have engaged in the policies that are doing this. Please stop. And then meanwhile, the Federal Reserve comes out and blames them when they're the very group doing it.
Right. See, I don't think anybody's trying to kill the dollar on purpose. I think the dollar's being killed because of the hubris and stupidity of the American policymakers. And the rest of the world sits there and watches this. And says, well, look, they're going to kill it. They won't listen. There's nothing we can do. So let's be prepared and have something to use when they succeed in through hubris and stupidity in killing the currency. And so in the old days, the Depression, when people lost their jobs, prices were falling. It's different if you lose your job and prices are rising. And so I think they've managed to fix a situation, create a situation that's too big for them to handle. And I'm not sure they can handle the American population. Look, just remember, they could not successfully occupy Baghdad. The United States is a big place. It's a lot bigger than Afghanistan.
That's why they're trying to recruit the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts to spy on people right now. But I agree, it's not going to go well. And it's a disaster. It's like watching a train wreck as it's starting, and we're watching it derail, and cars are flipping over, and people are flying out, and the general public's still in a trance. I think a lot of them are starting to wake up, as I talked about earlier. But people are waking up, but they don't know what to do, and I don't know what to do, because we know what the establishment's done. We know what they're setting up, and they don't care. They're just committed, and they're doing it. And they're wrecking all our futures right in front of us. And I think, like Ron Paul has said, we just got to identify who did it so that they don't use this crisis to get even more power. And then hopefully this crisis, like a fever, will get rid of this disease. And then we can rebuild our country, kind of like after the collapse of Russia. Your final comment on that, Doctor?
Well, it could well be. We'll find ourselves ruled by the IMF. We'll be under an IMF austerity plan, forcing us to balance our exports and imports, forcing us to balance our budgets, the sort of thing that we've done to lesser developed countries for decades. So this may be what we face in the future. The world may say we've had enough of you and your stupidity and all the trouble you cause everybody, and now you're going to do as we say, or you're not going to have any gas nor oil. So that may be our future. They may put us into the box that we belong in.
Wow. He's a best-selling author of... Tell us about the newest version of your book, Doctor.
It's had a second printing, so it's still available. And it will explain to them how the government has turned law away from being a shield of the people into a weapon against the people. All the things you talk about.
And it's the tyranny of good intentions.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecolablu, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecolablu atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecolablu 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecolablu at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecolablu on the web at ecolablue.com today. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are opening up the armory in the info war in T-minus 36 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member, go sign up. It's only $5.95. Download, stream, follow the Republic in super high quality. Download and burn DivX copies to CD. Hit the ground running, folks. We're going to give the globalists a run for their money. Webster, continuing along the line of these staged terror attacks using proxies from the West against the Iranians, openly trying to goad them, a type of false flag, to start responding. Just like they had snuck attack Russia on 888 and said Russia did it, and a week later it came out it was all a lie, but they don't care. They just have disdain and contempt for the public that can't, some of them, I guess, find their butt with both hands. Where is this going? What's the reason for this?
Well, one other feature of Baluchistan that's important is that's where you have this very important city of Gwadar, this key strategic port. It's estimated that 40% of the oil tankers in the world go past the port of Gwadar, and the plan has always been to make an oil tanker terminal at Gwadar so that if you're coming out of Kuwait or Saudi Arabia with a tanker load of oil, you put that into a pipeline that would go up through Pakistan, and that would then get you into China. So the Chinese would have a guaranteed source of oil. You look at Baluchistan. Baluchistan cuts into Afghanistan, the southern part of that. It gives you a big chunk of Pakistan, and it gives you a significant part of Iran. So this is one of the microstates and mini-states that Zbigniew Brzezinski writes about in his books, and which are the goal of the Obama administration. Places like Pashtunistan, that would cut into Pakistan and Afghanistan.
So this
as well.
Has Brzezinski geopolitical designs written all over it.
Absolutely, and it's only part of a pattern. Now, inside Iran, there are four or five of these ethnic groups. You got the Baluchis. You've got a significant Arab minority along the Gulf, and that's where you've got your tanker terminal at Karg Island and your Abadan refinery, one of the largest in the world. There's also a Kurdish minority that the CIA has been playing out of Iraq. There's an Azeri minority coming
from
the northwest.
So clearly they want to knock out the police intelligence bureau there so they can move more terror forces in to further destabilize the area?
Right, and you've also got then this green revolution. You've got the CIA coup faction, right, the rich elitists and desperate housewives of North Tehran, with their leaders Mousavi and Rafsanjani, and they run around chanting death to Russia, death to China. That couldn't be any clearer. If they seized power, they'd cut off the oil to China and make trouble for Russia. So this explains why Ahmadinejad is looking more and more like a traditional military dictator leaning primarily on Russia. And the U.S. is, interestingly enough, on the side of the mullahs of the most benighted sort when you get into the situation in Tehran. So the idea is to tear Iran apart from several points of view. I do not think that there will be a huge bombing raid on Iran. There are acts of war going on. This was one of them. And these have been going on in these peripheral ethnic areas for quite a while. At the end of it, the Persians themselves would be left in a almost landlocked internal part of the country, Iranistan, with very little oil and very little perspective. So that would
be. Let me ask you this question, Webster. Then what's the main strategic reason for this? Are they trying to get the Iranians to launch attacks? Is there truth to the Western headlines that the guard heads, the generals are saying we will counterstrike, or is that lies?
Well, certainly they're going to retaliate. If there were a huge bombing raid on Iran and their nuclear facilities, naturally they'd retaliate with whatever they had. They could probably cut the tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz.
But they're saying they're going to respond to this.
Well, in this case, though, I think it'll be proportional. And what that is, I guess, remains to be seen. The general idea, though, is to weaken Iran and play Iran against Russia and China. Brzezinski's goal is not to have the U.S. at war with Iran. What's the point of that? The point is to get Iran, if possible, either at war or locked in conflict with Russia and China, who are the main geopolitical enemies now that Obama has come in and replaced the neocons, more or less.
Quickly,
with the
then, what do you
people.
See happening in Iran? Where's this going?
I think the green coup has failed. I think it'll take a while for the CIA and company to figure that out. But the attempt to overthrow the government is failing, and I do think Ahmadinejad will evolve more and more towards a rather traditional military dictatorship. He's a military man, and I imagine they'll be able to deal with these peripheral terrorists in the relatively brutal way that would be usual.
The Savak methods.
I suppose, yes, the Savak. Savama Savak.
All right, Webster Tarpley, stay there. I want to shift gears out of this into the economy. Okay, Webster, I'm going to let you take it out to break in 5 minutes. I've actually got to go work on IT stuff and give some orders here. Take us to break with the Jundela situation, then we'll come back, finish up with that, then get into the economics, the banking meltdown you predicted a decade ago. Webster Tarpley, good to have you here with us.
Thank you very much, Alex. Let me let me address this this terror attack, since that's our leading issue at the moment. This was a suicide bomb in the province of Balochistan, that is to say, in the southeast of Iran, near the border with Pakistan. And it was claimed by this Jundala organization, which is simply a CIA MI6 secret army. It's a well-known front. Now, this was a very serious bombing attack. It was an assembly of local and regional notables, as well as some representatives from Tehran. It was a kind of a ceremonial occasion, and it killed about 30 people, according to some accounts, and up to 60 people, according to others. And one of the people killed was the ground forces commander of the Iranian Pasdaran Revolutionary Guard, as well as the commander of the Revolutionary Guard, or Pasdaran, in that southeastern corner of Iran. Now, this Jundala has been around for quite a while, and the Iranians know it well. So the Iranian government immediately blamed the British, as well as the U.S., and the State Department spokesman here in Washington came out and said, oh, no, we have nothing to do with that. Now, it's absolutely absurd, as Alex points out, because it's an absolute open secret that the U.S. Runs this. I would say the British probably created it and continue to have significant influence, but the money seems to be coming from the U.S. and the targeting probably shared between Washington and London. Just a couple of these mainstream things in a little bit more detail. Back in February 2007, we have the London Daily Telegraph, notoriously close to NATO intelligence. They quote a former high-ranking CIA official saying that it's not a great secret that Jundala gets its money from the CIA classified budget. That was 2007. They also have a guy called Fred Burton, a former United States State Department counterterrorism official, who says that these attacks that were taking place already then in 2007 are part of U.S. efforts to supply and train Iran's ethnic minorities to destabilize the regime. If that's not enough, we have Brian Ross, ABC Television News. You can see this on TV for free. April 2007, the U.S. is encouraging and advising Jundala, and it's being run by the U.S. essentially out of bases inside Pakistan, but really not something you can blame on Pakistan when the U.S. and indeed the British are playing such an important role. And then we have Seymour Hersh. These are the famous articles that he wrote in The New Yorker during those years. And Seymour Hersh gets a hold of Robert Baer, the former CIA official of clandestine services, and he says that this is the U.S. paying for this. The U.S. is working now with Sunni fundamentalists. That's the trick with Jundala. Jundala are Sunni terrorists of the Salafi persuasion, and the idea is to set up a conflict which is ethnic as well as religious, with the them being against the Persian Shiites.
All right,
that
Webster,
are running
stay
the government
there.
In Tehran.
Keep breaking it down. And from what I've read, there's four different groups. Some are Wahhabis connected, others Sunni. Break down all these groups for us, and what Iran may do. I mean, imagine constant bombings, blowing up government buildings, blowing up their military, blowing up their police. It's just insane. We'll be right back.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hold up.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecoloblue.com today.
Direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
All right, going back to Webster Tarpley. Webster, anything else on the Iran situation? If not, I want to then get into what's happening with Obama, what's happening geopolitically. I had seen AP articles about Obama going to go after his enemies. Obama is going to go after people that have been criticizing him. We see there George Soros has 5 different publications he admittedly owns and runs and pays for. Some he owns, some he just finances. Attacking me, saying I'm evil, I'm the greatest threat, oh, I'm so horrible, oh, I'm this criminal, oh, I'm this right-winger, all this made-up stuff. New Republic just said I'm this incredibly wicked, dangerous person who hypnotizes people, and I'm this great threat that Obama deception is devastating. I mean, they're actually, usually they just call you a kook and a nut. They're saying I'm this great danger. Then it came out in the Globe that there is a enemies list, and of 25 people, I am number 24. Your take on the enemies list?
Well, I'm sure they have an enemies list. They have more than that. I think they actually have departments in the White House. There was a report coming from some people in Canada who had figured out that there was a special department of the White House which dealt with the birth certificate issue raised by Phil Berg and others, and that was all it did. And I'm sure there's another one there for the Larry Sinclair issues and everything that goes with
that. That's what the news says, and I want to make a correction interrupting. It's Lamar Alexander, Lamar Smith. I get names turned around. Senator Lamar Alexander, go ahead.
So they do have an enemies list. Now, in terms of the Obama deception and now the fall of the Republic, the Obama deception in many ways is the preparation for breaking the spell, for dispelling the magic, for bringing Obama down to earth. I guess it must have come out in May, right? And then
March.
During the summer, it had a tremendous impact. And what you saw then in June, July, August, in terms of a populist rebellion of leftists and rightists against Obama, because it was both. You had old people who said, I want my Medicare. That's my Medicare from the New Deal and the Great Society, and you take your hands off it, Obama, because you want to give the money to Wall Street, what he really does. So a broad consensus around that. Now, the question is now, with the fall of the Republic, my ambition for the fall of the Republic is this should lead to gridlock in Washington. We have two parties of scoundrels and incompetent. They're corrupt, they're stupid, and they have all of these plans that we've been documenting. The only possible perspective right now is we want gridlock. We don't want any changes. I don't want the changes Obama wants, and I don't want the changes the Republicans want. So let's have gridlock. Let's have these institutions be paralyzed for the moment.
But let me ask you, Webster, what should I be doing, because I really respect your perspective, what should I be doing being on the top 25 enemies list of the White House? I mean, that's pretty creepy.
Well, that's a badge of honor, of course. Congratulations. That's excellent. Again, the main thing I think is to get into this idea, the Obama health care reform is a monstrosity. However, there's a grave danger that Obama and the Republicans could make a deal. The one thing they could agree on is they could say, let's destroy Medicare. Let's take $500 billion out of Medicare, let's strip the American people of their economic rights. Let's also destroy Medicaid in the process. And this is something that some Republicans have said, that they could see common ground with Obama when it comes to stripping away the economic rights
of
the American people.
Let me add this, then we're going to get into the dollar, because you're absolutely right. When I was in an airport last Wednesday and bought this Wall Street Journal I'm showing people on TV, Wednesday, October 14th, headline, Insurers Stand Against Obama Committee's Plan. And then in the article, they have the spokesman for the healthcare insurance lobby. It says he's the head guy who speaks for them, you know, I guess from the papal seat. And he's there speaking for them. And he says, we wrote this bill. We wrote the takeover of healthcare. And we want bigger fines if you don't come get our insurance. So they can basically get more money, make you get their insurance, then lower the care, everything you said 6 months ago. But then when you watch the mainstream news, the controlled left acts like, oh, insurance companies who are greedy and bad, which they are greedy and bad in many cases, they don't want this bill when they wrote it. Now, because of pressure, stripping the fine if you don't get it and stripping a lot of this corporate welfare, now they're threatening to back out of what they wrote. So every time these fake George Soros leftists who just want a new tax on health care to pay to the banks, every time they get cornered, they come out and say, oh, people that don't want this government health care plan, you know, they are working for the health care industry. It's the big health care fat cats that are behind this. Okay, so whether it comes from Republicans or Democrats, either way, it's special interest trying to loot people because the system is so corrupt. Any way you slice it, they're involved in a fraud.
Right.
We'll have you back up soon to talk about that. Let's shift gears in the time we have left, Webster. The global economic crises that over 10 years ago you wrote your economic tome on. We actually sell the latest edition of that at Infowars.com for people that are interested in surviving the economic cataclysm. It's happening just as you broke it down. What are we dealing with? Open G20 announcing world government. Carbon taxes will pay to them. Just a planetary dictatorship run by a bunch of Madoff Ken Lay types. Where do you see all this going?
Well, I hope very much that this Copenhagen conference, which they want to impose this yoke, they want to crucify humanity on a cross of carbon in Copenhagen in December. I hope that's going to be a failure. And there are some pretty powerful forces that are making it a failure. China and India have had joint meetings where they say, we will not be bound by this insanity. We will not be stifled and strangled and frustrated in our economic development because a bunch of rich elitists in London and New York decide that they have some carbon phobia, carbon fetish, whatever it is. So I think there's a very good chance that the Copenhagen conference will blow up, that it'll be a monumental failure. I urge everybody to do everything in their power, especially around the world. Make sure that that Copenhagen conference is a failure. Again, gridlock. We want gridlock. That's the only possible outcome that saves humanity under these conditions. Now, the other thing is the dollar crisis that you mentioned. Today, the dollar is very weak. It's $1.50. It's more than $1.50 to buy a euro. That is very close to an all-time low, and it's certainly a 14-month low. The dollar index is below 75, which is quite dramatic. And at the same time, this is the kind of thing that gets you into the geometry of hyperinflation. You've got oil is up to almost $82 a barrel. So oil has gone up, certainly more than 10% just in the last 5 or 6 days. So I think what you're heading for now is some kind of a dramatic moment. Hyperinflation takes off slowly, and then it gathers steam, and I'm afraid we're now in that kind of an area. One thing that I would warn against, the British. Remember that when you get a situation now of latent crisis, a crisis that is about to explode, the British specialty is to try to precipitate the crisis, to break it out in the open in such a way that they can export the depression to others, to the U.S., to Europe, to Japan, whatever they can do. This Robert Fisk article in the London Independent has been, I think, characterized by the RIA Novosti news agency as a plant by George Soros designed to create a dollar panic and to prevent any rational form of monetary reform. It's just what the British do. They did it in 1931 when they went off gold. They did it in 1971 when they brought down Bretton Woods. They did it in 2007, 2008. They're trying to extort $6 billion from Iceland.
So this does signify that the Anglo-American power elite are wanting to cause a global currency crisis now for a massive change.
Yeah, some of them are. Again, the more British side and the Wall Street side, but there may indeed be countervailing forces on that too. So look at the article by Vlad Grinkevich on RIA Novosti attacking Robert Fisk as essentially somebody who's a speaking tube for George Soros. Obviously, it is impossible for the dollar to remain as the sole reserve currency. That will not work. On the other hand, most of the other candidates for this are even less qualified. The euro and the yen, I think, are even less able to do this job than the dollar. And the worst of all possible worlds is this idea of a synthetic currency, the idea that you'd create a supranational currency. It would probably turn out to be special drawing rights of the International Monetary Fund. That's the worst. That is what Lord Keynes wanted at Bretton Woods. Lord Keynes, of course, spokesman for British imperialism. He wanted this thing called Bancor, which would have been a strangulation of world development instead of Bretton Woods. Bretton Woods worked very, very well. Between 1944 and 1941, 1971, we had the best rates of economic development in world history before or since. We should, I think, go back to the positive features of Bretton Woods. Not all of them, but the ones that proved to work well. But certainly no Bancor, no special drawing rights, no supranational currency. And above all, watch out for British sabotage as this crisis gets worse.
All right, I want to talk about how you see this unfolding on the current course that the establishment has us on. What some of those different forces that are moving towards world government and vertical integration, but maybe debating about who's going to be on top of the pyramid when this all settles. We'll talk about the final timeline and then launch Fall of the Republic straight ahead.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, This is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to MySolarBackup.com and get off the grid today. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.